I'm Liz Curtis-Higgs, and this is A Cheerful Giver. 'Tis the season to be generous, to give gifts to friends, to donate goods for needy families, and to write checks for worthy causes. All through Advent, I remind myself it is more blessed to give than to receive, and I've always embraced that sentiment with both hands. Until the day our son, a teenager at the time, showed me I wasn't nearly as ho-ho happy about giving as I claimed to be. My lesson in humility began one chilly Tuesday afternoon. Our son, Matt, sat perched on the steps of a downtown office building, waiting for his father to pick him up. A man in shabby clothes walked by and asked for money, supposedly to pay for having a tire changed at a nearby garage. When Matt told me this story later, I felt my skin grow hot. Oh, sure. He needed money for a tire, all right. More like for drugs or a cheap bottle of wine. The man said he needed $17, Matt explained, so I gave him $10. $10, I fumed. How dare this panhandler talk my son out of his hard-earned money? Honey, why would you do such a thing? Because it felt good to help somebody, Mom. Ouch. Still, I felt he didn't understand the situation, didn't get the big picture about how the world worked. A dollar would have been plenty, Matt, just to show him you cared. Just to get rid of him. That's what I meant, even if I didn't say it. Matt's brow drew into a knot. But wouldn't $10 show him I cared even more? Ouch again. Adult logic goes by the wayside when faced with an earnest teenager determined to do the right thing. The Bible teaches us if a man's gift is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. So why wasn't I congratulating my son for being generous instead of chastising him for being taken advantage of by a stranger on the street? Before I could sort out my feelings, Matt confessed. He asked me if I could spare any more, so I gave him another $3. What? I threw my arms in the air, exasperated. Son, you don't have to keep giving people money just because they ask for it. What that man did amounts to polite robbery. But he didn't rob me, Mom. I gave it willingly, Matt reminded me. And it was my money. I just wanted to be kind. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Matt had given generously, and I called him gullible. Matt had given joyfully, and I robbed his joy. He had done precisely as he'd been taught, not by me, obviously, but by the Lord. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Matt wasn't at all reluctant, but I was. He said yes to this man without feeling coerced. I would have said no and blamed the man for being pushy. My son was cheerful. I was grumpy. Here's the saddest truth of all. I am a woman who gladly writes a check each December to a Christian mission for the homeless, not very far from the spot where Matt did his kind deed. Sure, I'm willing to help the needy, but only if I control the amount and how it's spent, and only if I can drop my money in the mail and not into a grimy hand. It's embarrassing when your children teach you by example how to be more Christ-like. The only thing worse is refusing to be taught. Teach me, Lord, and please, please forgive me when I blow it. Give generously, God's word tells us, and do so without a grudging heart. After all, who wants to be the star of How the Grudge Stole Christmas? If you're like my son, a cheerful giver, then may this season provide many opportunities to exercise your spiritual gift. Whether it's cash from your wallet, or time from your busy calendar, or crafts from your talented hands, or clothes from your bulging closet, give with joyful abandon, expecting nothing in return. But if you're like me, a conditional giver, then may the Lord nudge your conscience, as He certainly has mine, and show you what cheerful giving really means. To give without judgment. To give without hesitation. To give from the heart. I'm Liz Curtis-Higgs. Thanks for listening.